But as we go through the soul initiation process, we have this one particular transition moment, which is just absolutely stunning and shocking to us. It's a great blessing, but it's also kind of a violation when we experience it. And it's when we recognize that the soul is not here primarily to guide us, that we suddenly realize that we have an obligation, a sacred responsibility to serve the soul. And at that point, the tables turn in our life. And it's, as I say, it's a time of great blessing and a sense of burden, that a sense that we're not going to spend the rest of our lives just being students of the world, including students of the soul or philosophies or spiritualities. That at that point we recognize from a kind of a kick in the butt that comes from inside, that comes from the soul, that we have to actually go out into the world and embody what the soul wants us to live, and that the rest of our lives will be primarily being servants of the soul as opposed to a being that's being guided by the soul, although there's that too. And so then, yes, there's a different kind of relationship of being in service. And that moment, when that reversal happens in the relationship with the soul, I call it the moment of soul initiation.
Mm.
And poetically, my favorite poetic rendition of that is from the contemporary British American poet David White, who refers to the promise it will kill you to break. And this happens in the very depths of the soul initiatory journey, or towards the penultimate moment, where we recognize that there's, as David says, there's a truth at the center of the image we were born with. And through the revelatory experience, we recognize finally what that truth is.